Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Let's raise our voices in thanksgiving. Let's begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Let's give him a heartfelt of praise. Come on, raise your voice and thank him for the first day of this 21 days of glory. Come on, raise your voice and thank him. Raise your voice and thank him. Raise your voice and thank him. Give him praise. Somebody raise your voice and give him glory. Raise your voice and love him. Magnify the name of the Lord. Rosimarabade Shakabadaba. Razomantali Gadeya Dabo Shada. Rizimelembelen Taliotosa. Come on, thank him for the grace of the first day. The blessing for the first day. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Give him glory. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Man toka di arabaha. Bless him. For what he has done and what he's yet to do. Come on, celebrate Jesus for what he's yet to do. Give him glory for what he's yet to do. Give him praise for what he's yet to do. Give him glory for what he's yet to do. Give him glory for what he's yet to do. Bless his holy name. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Rasia Rabarabadero Sharada. Pela Baroshim Randi. Pandarabaleo Shandarabaleo. Raise a belly belly and talala. Panda ra da 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 do shere belly belly. Razima ra da di o sanda ra belly belly. Le bande re 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 re. Razuma la ba ra belly ala belly. Come on, worship. Come on, worship. Come on, worship. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. In my heart, I will enter his court with praise. Come on, raise it. I will say, this is the day that the Lord. Oh, I will rejoice. For he has made me glad. We want to do it again. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. Oh, I will enter with praise. I will sing. I will say, this is the day. for his he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Come on, raise it.
He has made me glad.
Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me. Jesus, we honor you. Oh, how we love Jesus. Oh, how we love you, Jesus. Because you first loved us. When we didn't deserve to be loved, you loved us, Lord. And your love has filled our heart. And therefore, we can also love in response. Tonight, we thank you for the first day. We thank you for the third prayer session. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We bless your holy name. Be exalted, Holy Spirit. May we experience you like never before. Move in this place. Move in this place. Move in this place. Be exalted, Jesus. Be exalted, Jesus. We love you. Holy Spirit, we honor you. Holy Spirit, we honor you. We declare you are God. We declare you are God. We declare you are God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow. Let the people of God put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. I want you to know that you are at the right place and at the right time in the right church, and you are serving the only right God. And I believe you know it, because there is an inner witness that makes you know that you have not missed your place, you have not missed your step. And in these 21 days, your glory no one will take. Your blessings no one will take. Amen. Everything that must show forth in your life in this night month, it shall not elude you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are delivering all kinds of blessings, multiple blessings everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seat. In the presence of the Lord, as we quickly go through God's word to enable us in prayer. Amen. Are you blessed? Are you encouraged and strengthened? I hope your fasting went well. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. We are looking at a prophetic team that is men always ought to pray. From Luke chapter 18, verse number 1. And we must also understand that prayer is the gateway to experience God's glory. Our prayer is the pathway to experience His glory. Psalm number 63, verse number 1 and 2 says that, Eli, will I seek thee? My soul shall thirst for thee, and my flesh will long for thee in a dry and in a weary land where there is no water, to see thy power and thy glory, just as I've seen thee in thy sanctuary. He said, in seeking the Lord, how my flesh will long for thee. That is fasting. My soul will thirst for thee. That is prayer. So in seeking the Lord through prayer and fasting, two things are evident. He said, I will experience your glory. So in seeking the Lord through prayer and fasting, the soul testing is prayer, eh? And the flesh longing is what? Is fasting. Verse 2 says, to see thy power and thy glory. Praise God. So every prayer and fasting must bring down the glory of God. Anyone who engages their heart in prayer and fasting never goes out without God's glory. Throughout scripture, as many that waited on God never left God's presence without His glory. Praise God. Right from the days of Moses. Moses fasted 40 days on Mount Sinai. He descended when the people could not look at his face. He was glittering with the glory of God. Throughout scripture, looking at the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Bible says after he has fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, according to Luke chapter number 4, verse number 19, also 15, Luke chapter 4, verse 15, the Bible says that, and being glorified of all, as he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. So in this season, you are not missing your glory. And glory is everything that a man can enjoy with God. Praise God. The glory of God is everything. Under God's glory, nothing is done, because His glory is enough to perfect everything. So it is important that when we are experiencing God's glory in this moment or in this season, God is visiting us and God is showing up in our lives, and everything that has to be done will be dealt with by His glory. What a blessing. But that notwithstanding, it is important for us that through prayer we prepare ourselves and secure our stands, repositioning ourselves where His glory can be evident in our lives. Psalm number 63 that we read says that, O Lord my God, early will I seek thee. So in prayer, we seek after God. In prayer, our soul thirsts for Him. We seek His face. Praise God. But one way by which we seek God, or one of the things that in seeking Him, we must seek after, is His righteousness. Say His righteousness. In Matthew chapter 5, verse number 6. In Matthew chapter 5, verse number 6. He says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. He says that blessed are they who do and what? Hunger and thirst after what? For they shall be what? Yeah. Praise God. So our quest to thirst and hunger for righteousness is what makes us filled with the glory. There cannot be any filling from God unless there's a thirst and hunger for righteousness. In this season, may that be our request. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is not for Jack and Harry. It is not for those who are fast track. They want everything fast, fast, fast. It is a matter of testing. It is for those who are truly craving for it. You see, God's glory is so expensive. And it doesn't just come to anyone, but it comes on those who are hungry and testing for what? Righteousness. Hallelujah. In this season, may you be filled. As you are desperately wanting to be like Christ, may His glory also rub on you. This is not only in words, but it must also be demonstrated in action. Praise God. So, tonight, we are supposed to look at some of the forces of unrighteousness. Because if we can get to test and hunger for righteousness, then we are also called to put up a fight against the forces of what? Unrighteousness. Hallelujah. There are forces of unrighteousness that comes to fight us so that we will not hunger and thirst for righteousness in order to be filled. So the child of God has battle to fight when it comes to godliness. Praise God. We've done it before on this altar. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 8, he said, for bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that is now and that which is to what? Is to come. I remember early this year we talked more about godliness. And among other things, we said that godliness is not a state of sinlessness, but it is what? A desperation to please God. A desperation to do what? To please God.
I remember we also talked about the fact that godliness is a lifelong word. Battle for every believer. It's in your nose. You've forgotten. Godliness is what? A lifelong word. Battle for every believer. And what do we mean by godliness? It means God's nature in you. And the nature of God in you is to test and hunger for righteousness, so that you can always be filled. But then the saddest thing is that there are forces that are militating against us so that we will not test and hunger for righteousness in order for us to be filled. So the child of God is denied of his rightful inheritance, or that which is his bona fide inheritance. The enemy just rob you of it because there is a force that is trying to stop you to hunger and thirst after righteousness. In this season, that force will be put off. These forces are out there to rob us of access into our glorious destiny, and also to rob us our entrance into our inheritance as people of God. Amen. We have example in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 1 to 11. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 1 to 11. And it talks about how the people of Israel were robbed of their inheritance, their earthly heritage, and the devil made them lose all that was to be given them, even in their land of promise. Let's read a portion. The Bible says that, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well what? Pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after what? Evil things. As they also what? Lasted. So we are looking at what made some of them not to reach their glorious destiny. In other words, their promised land. Praise God. He said that, neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written. But people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to what? To play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. One day. Everybody. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of what? Serpents. Praise God. Let's add 10 and 9. Neither remember ye. So remembering is also one of them. As some of them also remembered and were destroyed of what? The destroyer. Then the last verse. Now all these things happen unto them for our example. This is King James, so don't worry. For our example, and they were written for our what? Admonishing. Upon whom the ends of the world are come. So there are forces that fight our righteousness in order not to get to the place where God wants us to get. Praise God. Praise Jesus. And these, they were robbed of their inheritance. Their earthly inheritance was taken because of the fact that they couldn't obey God to the latter. Praise Jesus Christ. You see, you must understand that from that time to now, the enemy is on the loose. He was on rampage. He's on rampage, trying to cause children of God to also lose their place and their inheritance. That is how come in John chapter 10, verse number 10, it is explicitly written that the thief, and who is the thief here? The devil, comes to do what? To steal, to kill, and to do what? To destroy. So he's on rampage, and all that he's doing is to steal your glorious destiny, to kill your destiny, and to destroy you. But that devil is a liar. In this season, we shall not be overthrown from our place. No one here shall be overthrown. In the name of Jesus Christ. So why is the fight of godliness so important? Why do we have to fight the forces of unrighteousness? Why is it so necessary? Why this fight? Godliness is a battle for every believer. Why is it so necessary? In Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1 to 4, it is so important for us to know that he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin we do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Hallelujah. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What a blessing. Verse 3 says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against him. In other words, look at Jesus, who had to face an opposition of sinners. People who have identified themselves as his opposition and are also sinners and evildoers. And the Bible says that, let ye be weary and faint in your mind. So we should consider Jesus, how he was able to stand opposition of sinners, so that we will also be able to do what? To stand. As we look at him, as we consider him, and how he was able to survive, we can also survive. In this season, if Jesus was able to stand, may we stand. If he was able to withstand all the attacks from evil men, may we be also be able to stand. Look at verse 4. He said, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against it. Now I want to read this in the Amplified version. It's so interesting. I know you don't have them. Remind me after service we would download the Amplified version of this particular scripture. Hebrews chapter 12. Are you following me? Because sometimes the King James is a little bit vague. So if you have other versions, it will help you. Now look at what the Amplified says. Verse number 4. Now, this is what he said. He said that, listen. He said that you have not yet struggled and fought agonizingly against sin. So what must be our attitude towards sin? We must struggle and what? Fight agonizingly. And then look at it. He says that, nor have you yet resisted and withstood to the point of pouring out your own blood. So this is what King James has put it this way. You have not yet resisted unto blood. In other words, you have not yet resisted it to the extent that you have poured your own blood. In other words, we must begin to face sin head on and begin to make sure that we win the battle of sin. Your amen is weak. Hallelujah. So it is a struggle for the believer to be able to win the war against sin. And in this season, may God give us the grace. Hallelujah. So this tells us that we must put up a fight against unrighteousness. The Bible says in Luke chapter 16 verse 15 that the law and the prophets were unto John, and since that time the kingdom of heaven is preached, and every man presses himself unto it. Every man does what? Presses himself. So in this kingdom, it's a matter of pressing. If you don't press, you will be pressed. If you don't press, you will be what? Are you here with me? If you don't press, if you don't push it, if you don't determine to win by the grace of God, you will be walked over. The Bible says in John chapter 11 verse number 12 that from the days of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom of heaven has done what? Suffered violence, and the violent take it by what? By force. Praise God. So there are things that we need to take by force in this kingdom. Else, those things will be taking us by force. Are you with me? Those things will be what? Taking us by force. What a blessing. And one of such things that we need to tackle and take it by force is against the forces of what? Unrighteousness. What a blessing. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse number 24, the Bible says that he don't rise ye up and take your journey and pass over to the river Arnon. Behold, I have given it into thy hand, Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Now everybody start reading with me. Begin to possess it and contend. So we have not come to the place of fanfare. To be a child of God is not a place of what? But it's a place of contention. Everything that must come to you, everything that you must be able to endure and stand, must come as a result of what? Contention. God has given you the land, but yet he said that before you can possess the land, you must contend with them in what? In battle. Praise God. In this season, we are contending. In the name of Jesus Christ. So your glorious destiny cannot be secured without the contention. You cannot possess it without contending for it. You must understand that you are saved, your destiny is secured for you by redemption, but it is under a continuous what? Contention. Praise God. Because if you don't continuously contend for your faith, the devil will deny you of the things that must come into your life. What a blessing. Hallelujah. That is why there is a need for us to do what? Contend. Paul in Philippians chapter number 12, verse 14 and 16. Philippians chapter number 3, verse number 12 to 14 and 16. Look at what Paul said. He said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may what? Continue. May apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. So it is a continuous process. Now push it 13 and 14. He said that, brethren, I count not myself to have what? Apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are what? Before. Then look at 14. I do what? You do what? You press what? You press. 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 And one way by which we press is through prayer and what? Fasting. Paul once said that in fastings countless times, often. In fastings often. How? Because he wants to press towards the mark for the prize of what? A higher calling. That is a glorious destiny. So until you press, you remain the same. Until you press, nothing changes. Until you press, you don't see anything happening. Is somebody following me? That is why in this season, we will not fail but to press. Then look at the 16. Look at what happened in the 16. 16, please. He says, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us what? Walk by the same rule and let us mind the same thing. Hallelujah. So the rule is to what? Press. Forgetting the things that are behind you. Reaching forth unto those things that are before you. He said, I press towards the mark of the prize of a higher calling. In this season, may you not relent in your pressing. May you not stop in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ. You don't need to lose your grounds for the things that you have already what? Achieved. We don't need to what? Lose the victory that Jesus Christ has given us to the enemy. Hallelujah. Let the enemy will take the ground and outwit us of our blessings. In this season, I pray that you will be strong. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 38. Matthew chapter 5 verse 38. He said that, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is what? Is perfect. Hallelujah. What a tall order. How can we be perfect as God? Praise God. But we must understand in 1 John chapter number 5 verse 3. That his commandments are not what? Grievous. His commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not grievous. His rule are not grievous. And if we follow on to know the Lord, then we can be as perfect as he is. May God give us the grace. Hallelujah. I believe from now, we are all going forward. And no one will go backwards in Jesus' name. No one will retreat in your walk with Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. From now, we are going forward. In Jesus' name, what a blessing. Now, before we can tackle the forces of sin, unrighteousness, we need to know what sin is about. Praise God. We need to know what sin is about and what are the natures of sin. The natures of sin. And in this service, I want to try and share one. And then subsequently throughout this week, we will be looking at some of these things. Amen. The very first one that I want us to look at is that sin is forceful. Sin is forceful. Sin is forceful. Sin is forceful. Even though we yield to sin, but there's what we call the controlling spirit of sin. Praise God. That makes you do things against your will and against the will of God. Is somebody here with me? In Proverbs chapter 7, verse 21, we'll also look at Judges 16, verse number 16 to 19. Praise Jesus. The Bible says, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flatterings of her lips, she forced him. Not talking about sin. Not necessarily the woman, as in she, but it's figurative. Are you with me? She causes her to do what? To sin. She forced him to sin. In Judges 16 to 19. In Judges 16 to 19. The Bible says, and it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words. Talking about Delilah and Samson. When she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was what? Vexed unto death. Continue. That he told her all his heart and said unto her, there had not come a razor upon my head, for I have been what? A Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will what? Go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Let's add the 18. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the what? Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has shown me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. Wow. It's a controlling spirit of sin. It is important for us to understand that if we don't rise up to confront this force of unrighteousness, it will force himself on us. Praise God. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can be the priest, you can be the pastor, you can be the elder, you can be whatever. Because it happened in scripture, in Zechariah chapter number 3, I want us to look at verse number 2 to 3. Zechariah chapter number 3, verse number 2 to 3. The Bible says that, and the Lord. Okay, let's start from verse 1 so that you understand. Let's start from verse 1. The Bible says that, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan standing at his what? Right hand to resist him. Wow. Wow. So, this is how it happened. Joshua had no idea what was going on. But then, the Bible says that before the throne, there was an angel. And there was Satan. And Satan had come before God to resist the priest from performing his what? His duties. In other words, from denying him of his access. Now let's continue. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. It's not these a brand plucked out of fire. That is for another day. Amen? That is another day. Because you are a fire brand. I don't want to go in now. Now look at verse 3. Now Joshua was clothed with what? Fitting garment. Fitting garment. and stood before the angel. He had no idea. Remember, he was a priest. So, in other words, the garment was forcibly placed on him. It was pushed on him. He had a filthy garment and stood before the angel. Now look at verse number 4. The Bible says, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee. Today, may your iniquity be passed away from you. And I will clothe thee with a change of what? Raiment. Praise God. Praise God. In this season, may the Lord give us a new clothing. The cloth of righteousness. The verse number 5. Let's quickly finish up. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. That means a crown. You know, those things that they put. And that is a helmet of what? What is helmet? The helmet of righteousness, right? Placed upon his head. In this day, a helmet of righteousness will be placed upon you. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garment, and the angel of the Lord stood by. Praise God. Praise God. There are things in our lives that we may have no idea of. There are forces of darkness, and all that they are desiring for is that you lose, is that you fall and never rise again, is that you are not able to what? Push on and assess that which God has for you. Praise God. In this season, every filthy garment that is being forced on you shall be removed in Jesus' name. A filthy garment was forced on the servant of God. Let every filthy garment get off from your life tonight. We'll be rising up shortly to pray, but let me just conclude by giving you what to do. How then do you break that force? The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 26, verse 41, watch and pray. Watch and pray so that you do not fall into what? Temptation. Watch and pray. So one of the benefits of prayer is that it helps you to overcome temptations. Praise God. It helps you. And in this season, may you be empowered to overcome every temptation. Your amen is weak. In the name of Jesus, what a blessing. Again, let's look at Romans chapter 1, verse number 4. The Bible says that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God according to the Spirit of what? Holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. You must engage the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of what? Holiness. And he will give you grace to be able to win the war. Somebody's blessed. Isaiah 59, verse number 19, say that so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will do what? Will raise a standard. So anytime you allow the Holy Spirit to take over your life, they always go ahead of you and raise the standard that makes it difficult for the enemy to overcome. In this season, may we engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Number 2, how do we fight this force of unrighteousness? Through a continuous engagement of fellowship. Engaging continuous fellowship. Engaging in continuous fellowship. What do I mean fellowship? When you keep joining with other believers, when you associate yourself continually with those who are like-minded and those who are of the same faith, praise God, it encourages you to overcome their temptations. Now in Hebrews chapter number 3 verse 13, and again Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, is somebody here? He says that, but exhort one another daily. So what we are doing now is to do what? To exhort you. Praise God. Whilst it is called today, let any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of what? Sin. So you must understand that next week, tomorrow, we'll talk about the fact that sin is addictive. And sin is addictive because you keep on doing until it hardens you. It hardens you. That you cannot what? Easily break free. Is somebody here with me? And therefore, as you continually come before the presence of God, as you continually being exalted, anytime it is called day, what happens is that you break free from the hardness of that sin. I pray in this season, may God give us the grace. And it is important for us to know, also in Hebrews chapter number 10 verse 25, that we should not what? Forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We should know what? Some of you don't understand why you have to come to church every day. Some of you don't understand why, throughout the month you have to go to church every Sunday. And even sit in through all the services. You don't understand. They don't. It is a command. It is the word of God. And when you come to church, not only are you fulfilling all righteousness, but then you are also, the Bible says that, as the manner of some is, but exhorting what? One another. And so much more as we see the day of. What day are we talking about? The coming of the Lord. The coming of what? And I don't know how it will come. But we've all witnessed videos of the rapture. Where was like we are in the church, we are preaching like that. Oh, Rom, you only see my clothes here. And some of you. Praise God. So what if it happens in church and that day you didn't come to church? And let me tell you, the coming of the Lord is as closer as anything. I'm telling you. It can happen anytime. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen and you die, it has happened for you. Is somebody here with me? So, there is the need for us not to forsake ourselves in fellowship. Coming to church must not be burdensome. In fact, your desire is to be that every day you are coming to church. Because that is the only way you are exalted and you are equipped to be able to face the forces of hell and the forces of unrighteousness. Because without that, you cannot be filled. Think of it. Whatever you desire from God, it comes as a result of your hunger and what? Your thirst for righteousness. But the devil knows, so I won't let you hunger for it. I won't let you test for it. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. Remember that God has not given us again the spirit or the bondage of the spirit of fear. The bondage of the spirit of fear. So you must understand that sin is a bondage. Sin is what? It's a bondage. But what has God given us? He has given us what? The spirit of power. Or he has given us power. So inside every child of God lies power to be able to break free the hardness and the bondage of sin. So you have the right to, and you can do it by the grace of God. Is somebody here with me? Without going much into details or further, I want us to pray. I want us to pray. And it's important for us to acknowledge this, that we need to win the war of godliness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If this 21 days of glory will be anything to go by, then one ingredient is to win the war of godliness. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. I want you to, in a brief moment, be on your feet. Amen. You want to pray? First of all, we want to thank God. We want to thank God for the grace that we stand. We want to thank God for His mercies that are new every morning. We want to thank God for His love that has qualified us, that has brought us salvation. We want to thank God that you are a child of the living God. Come on, raise your voice and begin to thank Him. Thank God for the salvation you have. Thank God that you are a child of the Papa God. Thank God that you are saved. Come on, raise your voice. Come on, thank Him. Come on, thank Him. Come on, thank Him. Come on, raise your voice. Shantoli marabaraba. Lebatai andarabaraba dobosha. Thank God that you are saved. You are the child of the living God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, the power of God that is at work in you. Come on, raise your voice and give Him praise. Raise your voice and give Him glory. Raise your voice and give Him honor. Rasima ra da 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 do bo sha ma bo ta pa ka te sa de e ka pa ya do ra ka di mi ta ma bo in the name of Jesus. We read from Matthew chapter 5 verse number 6. It says that blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. You want to say, Father, tonight my soul thirsts for thee. I thirst and hunger for you. I thirst and hunger for righteousness. Let me be filled with righteousness. Let me be filled with the right standings of God. The righteousness is a great, it's who God is actually. His very being is classified in His righteousness. You want to say, Father, I want to know you more. I want to have an intimacy with you. I want to have an intimate relationship with you. An in-depth connectivity. You want to pray that my heart, I'm longing for you. I thirst after you. I hunger for you. In the name of Jesus, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, Lord Jesus, fill me with your righteousness. Come on, raise your voice.
Retania, on the first day of this 21 days of glory, may we be filled with the righteousness of God. As we hunger and thirst after righteousness,
in the name of Jesus, we want to pray for what we've talked about the controlling spirit of sin, where sin is seen as a forceful thing. A typical example in scripture which I want us to use in prayer before we pray with that of Zachariah's example was concerning David in 1 Chronicles 21 verse number 1. And let's understand the merits of the scripture, that Israel is God's people and God is the one who owns the nation Israel and everybody, everything in it. So as a king, you are not supposed to count the people. No. God knows them, and God is the one that takes care of Israel. So you as a king, you don't have the right, like we do here in Ghana, census. Then no. God owns the nation Israel. Praise God. And therefore, look at what happened. The Bible says, and Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. Wow. What did he do? There are certain things, as I indicated earlier, we are tempted, but then mostly we yield to sin. But then, in a more extent, some sins are forced on you in order to deny you of your glorious future. Do you understand? Now, Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And let's look at what happened. A little bit of it. And David said to Joab and the rulers of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, Kaya, and bring the number of them to me that I may know who are you. That is what pride can do sometimes. And Joab answered, the Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they be. But my Lord, the king, are they not all my Lord's servants? Why then do my Lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of what? Trespass to Israel. Praise God. Nevertheless, the king's word. Oh, I thought you were reading with me. The king's word against Joab. Why and how? Because Satan had done what? Provoked him and forced him. We want to pray, any provocation from the devil to do anything against our will and against the will of God, let the blood of Jesus be released against that demon. Any force of the enemy to deny us of our place and our glorious destiny, anything forcing us to do something contrary to the will of God, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Any controlling spirit, raise your voice
Raise your voice. Any controlling spirit of sin, by the blood of Jesus, we dealt with it now. We overcome. We break free. 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 Open your mouth. Rasanda yerebos. Break free now.
For me to sin against the will of God.
In the name of Jesus.
On this first day, we want to pray. Any accusation of Satan against us before the Lord, let the filthy garment be taken off.
In the name of Jesus.
The filthy garments. You see, one of the names of the devil is that he's the accuser of the brethren. In fact, Revelation says it, that the accuser of the brethren has been cast down. So what he's a master of is to accuse the people of God. Look at them. Look at them. Amen. And let me tell you, God is a just God. Because he's a just God, when your case is taken to him, he analyzes it. And then realize that if you are guilty, then you deserve to be punished. That is why, because he wanted to outwit Satan, he caused Jesus to come and die.
That's right.
So that when Jesus, when Satan goes before God to accuse you, Jesus will intervene and say that, look at my hand. Look at my side. Look at my hair. The death, the blood that I shed was also for him. But listen, this is not for anyone. It's for those who are saved. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, you realize that in Zechariah chapter 3, an angel stood and said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. That time Jesus had not died. He had not been born in order to die. But then the Bible says that he was slain before the foundation of the world was laid. It means that Jesus died spiritually before physically he appeared. And showed up on Golgotha and died. So the same blood that rebuked Satan when he confronted and was accusing Zachariah, that same blood is effective today.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are praying your last prayer. Any filthy garment, let the blood of Jesus deal with it. And let every accusation of the devil against your life, let the accusation be rebuked. We rebuke Satan. We rebuke Satan. Now let every filthy garment be taken away. The sin be dealt with by the blood. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. In the name of Jesus, you accuser of brethren, the Lord rebukes you. In the name of Jesus, every filthy garment, every filthy garment be taken away in my life, in my ministry, in my walk with you. Oh God, oh God, today I cast off the filthy garment. I cast off the filthy garment. I cast off the filthy garment. I cast off the filthy garment.
In the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus. Now, finally, you want to pray that, Father, clothe me afresh with your righteousness, with the garment of righteousness. Clothe me afresh with the garment of righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, today I receive the righteousness of God. In the name of Jesus, a new mitre. In the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. Now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Receive the righteousness of God.
I receive the righteousness of God. I receive a new garment tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. New garment of righteousness. Father, clothe me with the garment of righteousness. Clothe me with the garment of righteousness. Clothe me with the garment of righteousness. Me with the garment of righteousness. You want to pray for the church? Father, clothe us with the garment of righteousness. Let the righteousness of God permeate through everyone who is part of this commission. In the name of Jesus, may we be filled with the righteousness of God.
Be clothed with your righteousness in the name of Jesus. Anyone part of this commission,
in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that tonight we are filled with your righteousness.
Amen.
A new garment of righteousness,
yes, Lord,
have you placed upon us.
Amen.
The old garment that is stained with sin is taken away.
In the name of Jesus.
And we stand in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That Satan the Lord rebukes you.
Amen.
Satan the Lord rebukes you.
In the name of Jesus.
Every accusation that you stand before God accusing us, Jesus has paid the price already.
Amen.
Therefore, your accusation will not stand.
In the name of Jesus.
It will not hold.
In the name of Jesus.
Any attempt of the enemy to stand upon anyone's weakness and outwit him or her on this altar, we falter it in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we engage the blood, every one of us is covered with the blood.
In the name of Jesus.
The devil will not have his way.
Amen.
To accuse us.
Amen.
And to afflict us.
Amen.
Based on our accusations.
Jesus.
In a name that is above every other name.
Amen.
And let the people shout a big amen.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.